From the beginning, the White House set high expectations for itself around cybersecurity. In his campaign for president, Barack Obama reveled in being called the tech president. He issued a cyberspace policy review within 60 days of taking office and named the first White House position to focus solely on cybersecurity. The president laid out his vision for improving cybersecurity in a May 2009 speech, the first by a president on this topic.
My administration will pursue a new comprehensive approach to securing America's digital infrastructure. This new approach starts at the top with this commitment from me. From now on, our digital infrastructure, the networks and computers we depend on every day, will be treated as they should be, as a strategic national asset. Protecting this infrastructure will be a national security priority. We will ensure that these networks are secure, trustworthy, and resilient. We will deter, prevent, detect, and defend against attacks and recover quickly from any disruptions or damage.
But more than 3 years later, the Obama administration's efforts to improve agency network security and increase cyber threat information sharing with the private sector has fallen flat. Former agency executives and industry experts point to several plans and strategies, but must dig deep to find initiatives that have made a real difference. Larry Clinton is the president of the Internet Security Alliance.
Most people don't think that the administration has lived up to the expectations. I think there was a lot of enthusiasm based on the cyberspace policy review for several different reasons. One, the process that the cyberspace policy review went through was an open, collaborative, detailed process. And I think, you know, certainly industry was very enthusiastic. They didn't love everything that was in the report, but they felt like there was a real understanding at the White House of what we were doing and how we had to do this collaboratively. The wisdom that was in the cyberspace policy review, the need to take a new approach to cybersecurity, the realization that a traditional regulatory model just wouldn't work in this space, these are the things that eventually brought down the legislation.
Many point to the lack of getting comprehensive legislation passed by the Senate as the administration's biggest failure around cybersecurity. But the administration also fell short in keeping the momentum going around federal network cybersecurity and in significantly improving information sharing with the private sector. Bob Dix is the Vice President for Government Affairs and Critical Infrastructure for Juniper Networks. He says agencies are doing better in moving toward continuous monitoring and focusing on NIST security controls. Dick says it did take a long time for agencies to begin to take these steps.
Part of the problem is that there isn't sufficient integrated collaboration between government and industry on a lot of these initiatives. Frankly, when there is, we get good results. When there isn't, we get poor results.
He points to the federal desktop core configuration and the work with NIST as examples of where collaboration is working. But there are too many opposite examples, too.
We see other examples where action is being taken where the private sector is not a full partner in determining frameworks, in determining approaches, in determining solutions to address this challenge. And I think until we come to a place where we are full partners and that we all understand the meaning of partnership on behalf of the safety and security of this nation, we're not going to make the progress that we can.
Dick says this was one of the major reasons why the cyber legislation collapsed. ISA's Clinton says the White House's approach to legislation was doomed from the start.
The process that, you know, that they took, which was very behind closed doors, there were all these meetings, and it was not a legitimate, normal legislative process where you have a bill introduced and there are real hearings on the bill. And, I mean, even the bill that eventually got to the floor, no one had seen that particular bill until that very week. So the notion of getting, you know, a complicated, brand new approach through the United States Senate with 60 votes in less than a week, I thought was clearly drawing to an inside straight. I thought it had very, very little chance. So I think that they made strategic errors.
Senator Susan Collins is one of the principal authors of the cyber bill. She puts the blame at the feet of her fellow lawmakers. She says in an emailed statement, "I know of no area where the threat is greater and where we have done less. I'm deeply disappointed that the Senate failed to pass our bipartisan bill before the August recess, and it remains imperative that Congress address this issue." Repeated requests to the White House for comment on their progress on cybersecurity were not returned. Ambassador David Smith is a senior fellow and director of the Cyber Center at the Potomac Institute. Smith says the White House fell into a bigger trap than whether and how to regulate.
What it sounds like what's happening was a sort of National Security Council versus National Economic Council kind of clash. We have to have strong regulations to have cybersecurity versus we have to have the freest economy we can have because we need economic growth. I think it's a false dilemma because I think the lack of cybersecurity is costing American business just billions and billions of dollars, and by the way, can undermine their technological edge over the rest of the world. So I think the notion that somehow cybersecurity is bad for business, I think is a false notion. I think we as a country need to get together, figure out what we got to do, and move forward. That was the effort right toward the end of the Congress. Just kind of ran out of time on that one.
Others say the White House's desire to have an all-or-nothing bill also led to their ineffectiveness. The administration easily could have updated FISMA, addressed the cyber workforce, and other non-controversial issues. Smith says beyond the cyber bill, the administration's progress has been decent.
Cyber Command was a concrete step forward. They did do that, and that's not just a piece of paper. But there's a lot of strategies. And to be fair, you know, sometimes you really got to sit down and try to figure out what you're about before you run off and do things. There's clearly a fair criticism is that there's a lot of strategies, a lot of 12-point plans, so on and so forth. And there's still not a lot of action. The agencies are still fighting among themselves. Those things have got to get sorted out. There's got to be some strong leadership from the White House. That cyber coordinator's got to have some real clout. The administration, whatever the next administration is, has to get engaged. And it seems to me that right now there's a pretty clear agenda of what's got to be done in 2013.
Patrick Howard is a former chief information security officer at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He now is a senior cybersecurity consultant for Secure Info, a Kratos company. He says a lot of the administration's progress has gone under the radar because the legislation receives so much attention. Howard says putting DHS in charge of the operations of the .gov domain was among the administration's biggest successes.
CISOs are meeting on a monthly basis, sharing information about problems and common solutions and best practices, and being informed of what's coming up, what to be anticipated. And it's not one-sided either. I get the honest feeling that DHS listens attentively to what the agencies have to say and make adjustments in their plans to accommodate what the agencies would like.
He adds that the implementation of continuous monitoring still has a ways to go.
It's really a difficult job to try to get the major federal agencies to work together, because we all have our own separate, distinct, unique missions and operational requirements, and largely it's one of culture, too. And I think that DHS has done really a good job to mitigate a lot of that. DHS staff got everybody talking together and sharing ideas and information and getting people engaged and moving things forward. I think that was really a huge success, being able to get the agencies to work together.
In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.